Savitri, from the top of page 101 to the end of page 102. A slow reversal's movement then took place. A gas belched out from some invisible fire. Of its dense rings were formed these million stars. Upon Earth's newborn soil, God's tread was heard. Across the thick smoke of Earth's ignorance, a mind began to see and look at forms, and groped for knowledge in the nescient night, caught in a blind stone-grip force, worked its plan, and made in sleep this huge mechanical world, that matter might grow conscious of its soul, and like a busy midwife, the life-power deliver the zero carrier of the all. Because eternal eyes turned on Earth's gulfs, the lucent clarity of a pure regard, and saw a shadow of the unknowable mirrored in the inconscious boundless sleep, creation's search for self began its stir. A spirit dreamed in the crude cosmic whirl. Mind flowed unknowing in the sap of life, and matter's breasts suckled the divine idea. A miracle of the absolute was born. Infinity put on a finite soul. All ocean lived within a wandering drop. A time-made body housed the illimitable. To live this mystery out, our souls came here. A seer within who knows the ordered plan, concealed behind our momentary steps, inspires our ascent to viewless heights, as once the abysmal leap to earth and life. His call had reached the traveler in time. Apart in an unfathomed loneliness, he traveled in his mute and single strength, bearing the burden of the world's desire. A formless stillness called, a nameless light. Above him was the white immobile ray, around him the eternal silences. No term was fixed to this high-pitched attempt. World after world disclosed its guarded powers, heaven after heaven its deep beatitudes. But still, the invisible magnet drew his soul, a figure soul on nature's giant stair. He mounted towards an indiscernible end on the bare summit of created things.